the opinions and ideas of the guests of Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie are not necessarily that of the host or Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie on the Web Radio Network. And now, Sarah and Debbie.
Hi, everybody. This is Debbie from Shadow Chasers, Hallowed Ground, and Spooky Things.
And, of course, this is Debbie's sidekick, Sarah, from Shadow Chasers and Hallowed Grounds and Spooky Things. And it's great to be with you guys tonight. How are y'all doing in this cotton-picking heat?
They're hot.
Oh, no, that's right. Girl, I went out today to do just a couple of errands, and I thought I was going to melt. I thought I was the Wicked Witch of the West, and I was wanting somebody to throw water on me so I could melt, because I tell you, I was melting anyway. It was just this heat's ridiculous. It's just, Lord have mercy, Jesus. It's just too much.
Is it me, or does it just seem like it's hotter than it's been in the past? I mean, I understand the things, I get all that crap, but it does. It actually seems so much hotter.
It's hotter to me. I mean, that's the way I feel. It's hotter. The heat index is off the chain, and it's just hotter. Of course, the weather people the other day, I don't know how in the hell they know this, but they were talking about it's the hottest it's been in 1,000 years. Well, how do you know, fool? Because you weren't around 1,000 years ago. Ding, ding. I mean, come on now. That's ridiculous. But my mama was telling me about it, and I'm like, Mama, how in the world can they predict that it was 1,000 years ago today, 1,000 years, is hotter today than it was 1,000 years ago? So I was so hot and my brain was so fried, I didn't even worry about it. So,
you know. Don't even ask.
The devil called and he wants his heat back. So that's how hot it is.
Anytime I will cooperate with him, take that crap back, you can have
it. Take it back. I would love to see Elsa right now on Frozen. She can make it as cold as she wants, and I'd be just as happy as a polar bear on a big sheet of ice.
Oh, let it go.
Let it go. Step outside and tell me, let it go. I got your pun. Let it go.
Oh, my God.
You're too much.
Now, you know, I got to bring this up, even though it has absolutely nothing to do with our subject of the night. Okay?
Nope. Nothing.
You know, this is totally possible with us. This has nothing to do with our subject tonight, but I got to ask you, and everybody out there, whoever has got an opinion on this, please let us know.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
What do you guys think of the newest announcement that the government has finally released the fact that we were right? There really are aliens.
Oh, my God. I think they're about, what, 50 years too late or more?
Didn't we all figure that out a long time ago?
Yes. Yes, and the government has been the ones that were hiding an alien's body in Area 51.
Yeah.
You know, so don't come at me with that crapola now, you know, telling us we were right. We knew we were right years ago.
Exactly.
Big and dummy.
They are, quote, interdimensional. What the heck else are they supposed to be? Well, yeah.
They're from another dimension. They're going to be interdimensional, you big boob.
I know. But
Duh.
this brings up another question.
Oh boy, here we go. What's the
Earlobes.
question?
The question is, what are they hiding now that they're trying to distract us by saying, oh, yeah, we lied. There are aliens. What's really
Bigfoot.
going on? Huh?
Bigfoot. I think they
Probably
got a
even
Bigfoot. Probably hiding a Bigfoot body somewhere.
he probably came on the first damn plane. Anyway, what are they? What are they really hiding? Because if they're going to fess up that there was aliens, there's something they're hiding that they're trying to distract.
Oh yeah. They're trying to come out now and saying, oh yeah, y'all were right. We got this and we know that and blousy, blousy, blue, blue, and all that other kind of crap, so there ain't no telling what they've got.
And you know what's scary about what you just said? I understood every word you just said.
Was it spooky?
Yeah,
it spooky
Lord.
enough?
So that's just a Let's think about that one. I don't really know anybody that was shocked by the announcement. I know that they were thinking it was going to be this big, like the shock that was heard around the world, and instead
Right.
everybody, well, duh.
Dude.
Duh.
Catch up with all of us paranormal investigators and all the other stuff that we investigate, and then you might be on the same page that we are. Okay. That's what I say to the government.
We are so far beyond that.
Let me tell you something. Put my butt in the White House, in the presidential seat, and the world would be totally different. Because you know why? I wouldn't put up with all this other crap that the other countries and everything are doing. I would hit that little red button that says nuke them all. So
Nuke
nuke them all, damn it. Let God sort them out. But I wouldn't. I would be a hard butt president.
Yeah.
And let me do something in my secret boudoir or whatever, and then let the paparazzi get a hold of it, put it on the news. I will tell them what's up. Keep your
Yeah, you would.
nose out of my bedroom. Keep it out from, well, I ain't gonna say that, but just don't be messing with me and all my personal affairs because, number one, it ain't none of your business,
Yeah.
So shut up. Paparazzi, shut up, news people. Don't be
I
all up
got
in
some
my
good news
business.
for you.
That's if
I got bad.
I was president.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, honey.
What?
I don't think you're ever going to be president.
Oh, I know, but that's just wishful thinking.
But I could be wrong. I've been
Well, I think
wrong
it
so
might be
many
time for a
times.
female president. I mean, come on now.
Oh, I think you'd be great.
I do too.
I don't have any sway with Congress.
We let me tell you something. A
I'm not
female
getting
couldn't
my
do any
money.
worse than what these men have done, okay? Men have been in the presidency seat for I don't know how long, 50 something years, whatever. How many presidents have we had? They've all done their share of making a mess out of everything. So why not let a woman give it a shot? Okay?
Well, that being said, there's been a lot of women around that have done things that have really made a freaking mess out of it.
I know
So,
too, but still, equal rights, equal rights. I'm all about that.
well, anyway,
Anyway.
nothing to do with our subject tonight, but it was a nice variation.
Yeah, our minds wander, you guys, if you don't know that
Y'all got to keep up with us now because, it's like squirrel and
already.
we're off on something else.
Squirrel. Oh,
Lord.
God, have mercy.
But you guys are ready for what we are going to talk about tonight is something that everybody knows. I think something about, or everybody's got a pretty good idea of what we're talking about. Slender Man. Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah,
Slender Man.
What was that?
Huh?
I heard
What was
something. What was that? Sounded like a belch. Did you belch?
No, I did not. I'm
Oh,
usually very proud
gosh.
of it. No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Well, this is all you, girl, tonight. And I'll be real honest. I'm on the fence about Slender Man.
You have a right to be because he's very, very, he's iffy.
Yeah.
We'll go
For
into
lack of a
that.
better word. Yeah, for lack of a better word, he is iffy. And we'll get into how he came about and stuff like that. And I'll give my points of view on it. But Slender Man don't rock my boat. I mean, we'll talk about that as we get in it, you know?
However, talking about that is that Slender Man was actually, now this is actually very recent. In June, on June the 10th of 2009,
That
there was
girl,
a,
that wasn't recent.
honey, how old I am, that's friggin' recent, okay?
That wasn't recent. Okay, go ahead.
If it's in the 2000s, we're looking at modern age. Okay. There was a, well, there was, there is. His name is Eric Nutsey. Yeah, spelled with a K. I swear.
Eric Nutsy. Okay, that says it all right there.
It's not a nut like a squirrel's nut. No. That didn't even sound good.
Oh boy, we're batting 1,000 tonight, baby. Oh my
Lord.
God.
I'm digging a hole I ain't never going to get out of.
Well,
Nud.
I'm gonna be on the edge of that hole to try to pull you out, so keep going.
It's KNUDSE.
Oh, well, it's not pronounced, you Southern girl. It's not pronounced Nutsy. It's Nudsy. KNUD. Nudsy. Not Nutsy.
Right. We're nutsy. Is just the
Southern
name.
slang, y'all. Southern slang. Oh, my Lord.
Now, let me make it easier for everybody. His screen name is Victor Surge.
Okay, that's better. That's better. Victor.
It's teetering on the edge, but it's good. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So there was this a Photoshop contest, and it was.
We lost you. If you guys can still hear me, we've lost Debbie. Technical difficulties. Stay with us.
I am
There
so
you are.
sorry. Jeez, hang.
What are you doing over there?
The typical stuff that I'm up to.
Stop pushing buttons. Don't push nothing. Now, where'd she go? She will be back momentarily, you guys. Please stand by. This is technical difficulties. Pop your popcorn, get your drinks, and come back. Here she is.
That's funny. All right, I'm back now.
Think?
All right.
Okay.
As I was saying before I rudely interrupted, there was a Photoshop contest, and it was a show called Something Awful on Creepy Pasta. You ever hear of that network called Creepy Pasta?
Creepy pasta, like pasta that you eat.
I'm afraid so. Yes, that creepy pasta.
Never heard of it. I'm sorry, guys, for creepy pasta, but I've never heard of it. So.
Yeah, well, that's how this whole thing started. It was a show called Creepy Pasta, and they did something called Something Awful. And it was a Photoshop contest, and they wanted people to create something awful. Just create it.
Okay.
Do you know? That's how Slender Man was created.
That's how he was created.
Yes. On
Wow.
June 10th of 2009, he goes by the screen name of Victor Surge. He created this entity. He created it, drew it out, and he entered it into this Photoshop contest.
Well, let me guess, he won. Did he?
You know, I don't know if he won it or not, but
Oh, okay.
he entered it. He did enter it.
Okay.
Now this is where I kind of really have a deviation away from
Oh my
this.
God, sorry. Shut up. My dogs were barking. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Me and you are both into it tonight.
Yeah, we are.
So, yeah, we are. So anyway, this guy supposedly created this entity on that particular contest for that show. And that's where the image of Slender Man came out, and he calls it Slender Man. Now, remember, this is just a figment of his imagination. That's all
Right,
that's
right.
okay.
And see, I didn't even know this. Everything I researched, I did not pull any of that up. But the whole time I was doing research on it for the show, my mind kept telling me this is fictional, this is fake. Everything that has happened with Slender Man is just a bunch of cockadoodie, you
Yes.
know?
The image that they actually call Slender Man today was a fabrication simply done out of somebody's imagination,
Yeah.
supposedly. And this is where it was created. Now,
Yeah.
so when we go into later on and we talk about a crime that was committed for Slender Man, it
Yes.
was created for something completely fictional.
Exactly.
Completely.
And I read all of that about the girls and what they did, and I just think that they used that as a ploy to try to get out of trouble. I don't think that it was Slender Man made them do this or any of that. We'll talk about that when we get to that point. But
We'll talk
I
about
think
that when we get to the food.
it's a crock is what it is.
So we have to bear in mind that the origination of this Slender Man character was simply he's fictional. He is completely fictional. That being said, there is actually documentation of the same looking entity that goes back hundreds of years.
Really?
Really. And that's why I was like, was it really from his imagination? Or was he maybe he had seen something about this before and he just kind of went with it, and maybe he didn't even know that he was, you know, can you say accidentally plagiarizing it? But that is something that he had seen before and it popped into his mind, and it just, he might have thought he was creating it, but it was something that he had actually seen before through these accounts. But no, there is an actual entity that looks very, very similar. But I'll go into that.
Okay, now the question is, if it goes back that far back and there was an actual entity before this guy, Victor, created him out of his imagination, I haven't looked up the demons and stuff as far as their deity and what a lot of them look like. I know what some of them look like because we've dealt with some of them before, but is it possible that Slender Man could be an entity, a demon?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
I'm really on the wall about that.
Yeah. You know, because demons take all shapes and forms, and they're very
And they
tricky.
take on, yeah, they do, and they take on a very off take of the human form.
Yeah, true.
And it is a well-known fact of many people who have studied demonology that demon, a lot of times when you look at somebody, there's something wrong with the way that they look because a
Yes.
demon cannot get the human form perfect. He can't
Yes.
do it. They cannot do it. And there's something that's going to be wrong. The arms are either going to be too long, the legs will be too long, the feet look weird. Something. There's going to be something askew. Something is not going to look right. When you look at them, it's like, I can't put my finger on it, but something's just
Yeah.
not wrong.
Yeah, something's amiss. Yeah, I understand. I understand all that.
And this entity can't fit into that category because it takes on a human type form, but it's askew.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's an alleged paranormal figure purported to have been in existence for centuries, covering a large geographical area. Believers in the Slender Man tie has appearances with many other legends around the world, including it's called Fear Dub. Dub. Again, here we go. It's Scottish. So I don't speak Scottish, but it's Dubh. However they would pronounce that, but it's called the Dark Man. It comes out
Okay.
to saying the Dark Man in Scottish. The Dud, Takenman, which means I'm sorry, Takenman, it means branch man. Okay, very
Okay.
very similar appearance, and the German legend of Der Großmann, and that means the tall man. So a lot of these are referring to a man.
Yeah.
The dark man, the branch man, the tall man. And they all have the same similar characteristics as Slender Man. These go back centuries, absolutely centuries. The appearance of the Slender Man is a being, which is male in appearance, who looks like a man with extremely long, slender arms and legs. He also appears to have about 4 to 8, it's depicted differently, tentacles that protrude from his back. Although
Excuse
they're
me.
different, huh?
Tentacles?
Yes.
Tentacles, did you say?
Yeah, exactly.
Huh.
And it's said that he can retract them. It's interesting.
So like Dr. Ock in Spider-Man.
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, we are talking cave drawings with this entity on it, with tentacles
Really?
coming in. Yeah,
Dang.
seriously.
Okay.
Enthusiasts disagree on this fact and therefore is theorized that he can contract these at will. So there's a lot of depictions of him in the shape of the human form with just the long legs and the long arms without the projections coming from his back. So that's why they're saying that the only thing that they could really think is that he's able to actually contract them in and extend them out at will.
Dang. Okay.
I don't
Huh.
know. Kind of on the fence about this, but
I
hey,
don't
we've
either.
seen this. Yeah. He's
I'm
described
definitely
as wearing,
on the fence.
He's described as wearing a black suit strikingly similar to the visage of the notorious Men in Black. And as the name suggests, Severus appears very thin and able to stretch his limbs and torso to inhuman lengths in order to induce fear and ensnare his prey. Once his arms are stretched out, his victims are put in something of a hypnotic state where they are utterly helpless to stop themselves from walking into them. Especially kids. He zeroes in on children.
Right.
His victims are mostly children. He's also able to create tendrils from his fingers and back, and that he uses that to actually walk with. Whether he kills or merely takes his victims to an undisclosed location or dimension is also unknown, as there is never any bodies or evidence left behind in his wake to deduce a definite conclusion. So,
Huh.
normally, if somebody says, I've encountered the Slender Man, chances are they're never seen or heard from again. Yeah. So his face is pale and slightly ghostly and appears to have been wrapped in a type of gauze or cloth. His facial appearances are also, it's an object of debate, and many people believe that his face looks different to each person if it is seen at all. So it's kind of like he appeared. He makes himself appear customized per the person who's looking at him. Whether it would be a face that they would be frightened of or a face that they would be familiar with, whatever. He can make them see whatever he wants them to see. Wow. He's something portrayed very,
I said, wow, okay.
Okay. He's sometimes portrayed wearing a hat, which is most of the times a bowler, you know, a fedora, or sometimes even a top hat. He may also be seen wearing a long flowing necktie or scarf, which is either red or gray. He often keeps his long pale hands crossed politely behind his back. Now, I've seen a lot of portraits of him that shows him with his hands behind his back. I have seen that.
Really?
Okay. Loosely at his sides, which is how he's normally portrayed. His suit is black, sometimes portrayed in pinstripe or artwork, a common misconception thanks to the very similar clothes that Jack Skeleton from Nightmares Before Christmas.
That's just what was in my head. I was fixing to tell you, so he kind of reminds everybody of Jack Skellington.
And I think that they could have taken the image of Jack Skeleton, maybe off of the depiction of him.
Maybe, never know.
It would actually fit.
Okay.
He has long coattails, which he lets flow proudly, and he wears long dress shoes, which are always shined to perfect gleaming black. His behavior is much of this. There's a lot of fascination with the Slender Man and the overall aura of his behavior. He's got a mystery that's wrapped in, despite the fact that it's rumored that he kills children almost exclusively. It is difficult to say whether or not his only objective is just to slaughter children. They don't really know. They don't know what is this obsession that
it has to be a purpose, because if he's doing this to children, he has to have a purpose of why he is doing that.
Exactly. So I don't think it's just wanton. There's a rhyme and reason behind this.
Right.
Oftentimes it is either reported or recorded that he can be found in sections of woods, and these generally tend to be in the suburban area. He also has been reported to be seen with large groups of children, as many photographs portray. And that is true. Whenever you see Slender Man, rarely, if ever, is he around adults. Always around children. Always. Mm. It's common thought that he resides in woods and forests and preys on children there. He seems to be unconcerned with being exposed in the daylight or captured in photos. He has no cares about them at all. It's like he doesn't take notice to it. He cares. There's nothing. It's often thought as well that he enjoys stalking. The people become overly paranoid about his existence, purposely giving them glimpses of himself in order to frighten them further. For this reason, as it seems like Slender Man very much enjoys the psychological torturing of his victims. Yeah,
you know what?
Pretty...
Sounds like a typical demon to me.
It does.
I mean, you know, it preys off of children. You know, there are demons that only prey off of children and their fears and their nightmares and their dreams and stuff. And just sounds like a typical demon.
Could be.
Demons typical because they're anything but typical. You know what I mean?
He also appears to float or drift around rather than walk, which suggests the possibility of him being an ethereal being rather than a creature or a man. This would also explain why he is unable to, why he is able to remain mobile in spite of his poorly proportioned body. That's one of the reasons why I'm kind of on the edge about the demonic activity, because of the fact that he is so ethereal. I'm really kind of, I think I'm kind of really leaning more towards the a fae. I really do lean more towards fae on this. I don't know.
I don't know either, because I have not researched a lot of stuff on the fae folk, or fairies as people call them, simply because I've delved too deep into the paranormal side of things and about spirits and demons and angels, you know. So you're the one that I lean to as far as elementals and fays, because you have studied them, you know, and stuff. So I'm on the fence on that too, sis. I just don't know, you know.
Just about everything that we discussed, someone can be on the fence about. But
true.
True. Even though this creature is slender, even though the what? I can't read my own writing. Even though this creature is actually fabricated on something awful forms, people have claimed to see this creature for many years. He's seen mostly at night, peering into open windows, and walks out in front of lone motorists on secluded roads. Could you imagine driving down the road?
Guess what? Guess what? I'm in the Indy 500 and I will run his butt over. So I ain't even playing.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get Michelin by me. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. Well, maybe that's why he doesn't mess with adults.
Right. What little bit that I did come up with, because I kept coming up and everything I pulled up, it was basically the same thing. And here's what a little bit that I've got: that the Slender Man is a creature born from unconsciousness and human fear, theorized to have been born from the fear of their children's parents about their children talking to strangers. So it seems that parents kind of use the Slender Man thing to scare their children to keep them from talking to strangers. So it says, let me get back here. Despite theorizing about this connection to, and he's known as He Who Walks Behind the Wall. So he's supposed to be in between the walls, you know, in your house or home or room or whatever. Slender Man is a terribly scary monster in his own right. Children who have been seen with Slender Man have mysteriously disappeared. You said that. Leaving behind only drawings. And the drawings usually is with their family, with a tall, faceless man and at their side. Okay. Slender Man is an eater of children's souls, a killer of adults, and a monster that dwells in the shadows of human fear. Slender Man devours children to feed on their fears and traumas in order to acquire more power, to no longer need to manifest in individual physical forms, and to be able to withdraw their spirits from the spiritual plane. So he's feeding off of the children's energies and stuff like that, so he doesn't have to any longer, you know, manifest in individual form, from what I picked up.
Yeah.
So there again, I'm still leaning towards some type of weird demon.
Okay.
I could be wrong. There's plenty of room for us to be wrong, guys. So if you guys know of anything or whatever as far as Slender Man goes, you know, either text me and Debbie, or we've got a chat room here And maybe you guys can get to the chat room and talk to us there. So, like I said, this is just research for us, and it doesn't mean that it's the truth. Doesn't mean that it's a lie. It's just that we're bringing it to you, and we don't know. We're open for discussion.
Absolutely. You know, if anybody has anything to join in with it, hey, bring it on.
Amen. Bring it to us, because we would love to hear it.
Well, from what I can understand, is that his main intention is kidnapping children.
Yes.
And when he's seen with them, he's seen near them in the photographs, they usually disappear shortly afterwards. So there's a
Right.
lot of photographs that get taken with him in the background, and those children, there are one, two, maybe more, have disappeared.
Right.
In the end, though, his purpose remains unknown. I mean, it's really why he does this. Who's to know? The earliest argued reference to the legend is within cave paintings from as an area called the Serra Capivara National Park in northeast Brazil, which are believed to date as far back as 9,000 BC. That's a long time ago.
You better believe it.
These paintings show a strangely elongated character leading a child by the hand, but makes no references to the extra appendages. So there is no tentacles or anything coming out the back, but it does clearly depict a quote, for the use, you know, lack of better understanding, slender man type of an entity holding a child by the hand.
Right.
In Egyptian hieroglyphs, it would be to this something that could be referenced to this entity comes from around 3100 BC in Lower Egypt, with references to the thief of the gods, or the thief of Kuk, becoming commonplace during the reign of Pharaoh. Okay, here we go. Pharaoh Wasner hieroglyphic carvings. A pharaoh, we'll leave it at that,
Right.
representing the thief who found in the pharaoh's tomb. It was removed to have made some kind of encounter. It was rumored to have had some kind of encounter with the entity. The pharaoh did. The
Okay, so
carvings resemble, huh?
this dates back all the way to Egypt, days of
Yeah.
Egypt.
3100 BC.
Holy
Yeah.
cow.
Yeah, right? It resembles the same strange figure with multiple upper limbs. Now, here's where it goes into the tentacles being on the back. Multiple upper limbs, and that has never been found in any other hieroglyphic language except for that one tomb that is there. So they're thinking that this individual could have had an encounter with this entity because it's not pictured anywhere else. It wasn't of common belief.
Okay, something just popped into my head. I had a light bulb moment. It might have been a dim bulb, but here we go. Let me bring this into view so the listeners can think about it. Just hit me. I have seen on TV and stuff like that, National Geographic, about the tombs of Egypt and the pharaohs that they're opening up. And there have been hieroglyphics on the wall that include, guess what? Aliens. And the aliens look much like the Slender Man, okay?
Yes.
Except for the eyes and the little nose that they have. They don't have a mouth, but they have the big eyes and stuff where Slender Man doesn't have that. But is it possible that if it dates back to the Egyptian days, 9,000 BC, did you say?
3100 BC.
Oh,
These
3100, I'm sorry, 3100 BC. All
are the
right.
Egyptian.
Is it possible Slender Man could be an alien?
Absolutely. I would be more tempted to think in that because of the fact that they're saying that he's ethereal, which would very, very closely say he would be interdimensional.
Okay. And they have had pictures, hieroglyphics on the wall with the
You know what I
drawings
mean?
of Egyptians. And then they have this little spacecraft coming down in their hieroglyphics and these little stick men looking much like Slender Man coming out of the spacecraft. And this is on some of the walls of the hieroglyphics in Egypt.
Okay,
So
you went on vacation there. We couldn't understand a thing you were saying.
oh, I did what? You couldn't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. All
Say
right.
what you were saying again.
Okay. Well, on the pictures that I've seen on National Geographic with the hieroglyphics on the wall, the Egyptians had drawn spaceships coming from the sky, landing
Right.
on the ground, and then the little green men, as we called them, the aliens coming from the ship. They looked much like Slender Man. So that tells me that if he's ethereal, like you said, and interdimensional, then big, huge possibility. Tell her what she's won, Johnny, but I think maybe Slender Man might be an alien.
It could very well, you know, it's just the way that they speak about him. I would definitely lean more towards that theory than any of the others that we've discussed.
Okay, we can throw Demon off the blackboard, X him out, and I think we can finally say that we need to throw the Fey part out. I think he might be an alien from another planet. If he is real.
If he's real. Yeah.
Because everybody's saying he was a fictional character, so dreamed up by this Victor guy. So I'm not really sure, about all of that still, but
Yeah.
I'm leaning towards alien.
I think that I mean, he came up with a scary character and he called it Slender Man. So Slender Man is fictional. He is totally fictional. Now, you know, when we go into about what has been seen for centuries is not Slender Man. It's something that is never been called Slender Man. It's totally different. But it the fictional character really looks a lot like this thing here. Now, there are German woodcuts that they have. And a German woodcutter, his name is Hans Frankenberg, created at least two woodcuts, creating a character he describes as Der Ritter. And Der Ritter means the knight.
The
During the
night.
mid-60s, the knight, Knight, a knight. During the mid-16th century that were discovered in the Hausberg Castle in 1883. Whilst Frankenberg was well known for his religious or his realistic depiction of human anatomy, something that was unusual for woodcutters at that time, the pictures featured a skeletal multi-legged. So it was could depict exactly what the
Okay, we're experiencing technical difficulties again. Can't hear you. Debbie. Okay, you guys hang tight. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties with the audio. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are. Got you now.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that you kind of went away there for a minute. But it's just like I was saying, the German woodcuttings remains in fashion with the Egyptian hieroglyphs and as well as the cave paintings, they're all depicting the same character. Now, also remember, these are completely
It's thundering here, guys, if you can still hear me. And Debbie is having audio difficulties, and she said I was too a little while ago. You back?
I'm back.
Okay, it's thundering here, so we might be trying to get a storm, so that might be the interruption, so I'm not sure.
It could be.
Yeah.
Let me know if it, goes on.
Okay.
Historians are unsure to the exact symbolic nature of the character, with some of these claiming that it's a personification of the religious wars, that it represents mysterious plagues that have been believed to be the reason for the mysterious abandoning of the Hasselberg Castle and the nearby village in 1543. I mean, everybody just disappeared. They have no idea why. Everybody was just gone. Nobody ever found out why. It's never been depicted as to where they went. Everybody was just gone.
No bodies left, no nothing, just gone.
It's gone. Many
Okay.
insist that Frankenberg was attempting to represent Der Grossmann, the tall man, according to legend. He was a fairy who lived in a now that the Grossmann was a fairy. He was fae. And they have a lot of depictions of fae's there. German society really has a lot of depictions with that. According to legend, the fays lived in the Black Forest. Bad children who crept into the woods at night would be relentlessly chased by de Grossmann, who wouldn't leave them be until he either caught them or were forced to tell the parents what their wrongdoings were. Even then, it's a chilling account from an old journal dating from 1702. Okay, now this is taken out of an actual journal. All right. My child, my Lars, he is gone. Taken from his bed, the only thing that we found was a scrap of black clothing. It feels like cotton, but is softer and thicker. Lars came into my bedroom yesterday, screaming at the top of his lungs that the angel is outside. I asked him what was he talking about, and he told me some nonsense fairy story about de Grossmann. And he said that he went into the groves by a village and found one of my cows dead, hanging from a tree. Do you know how heavy a cow is and it's hanging from a
Yeah,
tree? I
agree.
thought nothing of it at first. How can you think nothing of that? You got a cow hanging in the tree and you thought nothing
Right?
about it. Let me go. Okay.
Wake up, dude, right?
Yeah, exactly. But now he is gone. I must find Lars and my family must leave before we are killed. I am sorry, my son. I should have listened. May God forgive me. And that was taken from the journal in 1702.
Well,
That's the heartbreaking. Okay. Now, there's actually Roman mythology that goes into this as well. There's also a Romanian fairy tale, which tells the legend of the tall man, featuring this description, which might have taken reference to the slender man. All right. All right. So this is Roman mythology here. The tall
okay.
man stood in a clearing, dressed as a nobleman, all in black. Shadows lay over him, dark as a cloud midnight. He had many arms, all long and boneless as snakes, all sharp as swords, and they writhed like worms on nails. He did not speak, but made intentions known. All right. Now that's in fairy tale form. In
Yeah.
the fairy tale, the tall man causes a mother to kill her husband and child before he slit up the fireplace and clenched her in his burning embrace. If this is a fairy tale, what the heck are these people doing telling their kids crap like this?
Trying
But
to
this
scare
is a
them to keep them in line, which I think is totally, completely
sure.
wrong. You shouldn't scare your
Absolutely.
children.
Oh my God. And the last one would be the English mythology of this. There is also an English myth referring to the tree man. Now, this is tree man, whom is said to have a slim body with appendages that look like tree branches. He is only known to be seen in the woods, and he was and was used as a story that parents told their children to make them not do bad behavior.
Yeah.
There have a few disappearances of children that have been said to be linked to the tree man. And I think that goes into what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Because you, yeah. Okay. Now, all of that
Are you there? Nope, we've momentarily lost her.
Into.
There she is. We lost you again.
There you are.
Yep.
Always interesting. All right. Now, since we're all back here, this is a true life event that occurred in 2014. All right. In 2014, Morgan Geyser and Anissa Weir lured their best friend, Peyton Lutner, into the woods in Wisconsin and attacked her.
Yep.
All three girls were only 12 years old.
Yep. And they stabbed her, they stabbed Peyton 19 times. And thank goodness Peyton survived.
She did. Morgan is the one who actually stabbed Peyton the 19 times before taking off with.
Lost you again.
Slenderman.
Okay, Debbie.
Yes, there you are.
Yeah, go back. Because we lost you where you said that Morgan was actually the one that stabbed Peyton. And
yes,
did what?
19 Morgan 19. Stabbed Peyton 19 times before taking off with Anissa through the woods to find, quote, Slender Man. The fictional entity that they claim ordered them to murder their friend. Okay. All right. Both girls claimed that if they did not do this, that their families would be in danger. Anissa claimed that if she didn't honor Slender Man's request to kill Peyton, he would murder her family. On May 31st, 2014, Morgan stabbed Peyton 19 times with a kitchen knife while Anissa stood and watched nearby. Both girls blamed the other about whose idea the attack initially was, but Anissa said to a detective, quote, I have wanted to hurt people before, but they're not nice to me, so they deserve it. All right. This is the sad part about this. Well, I mean, it's all sad, but these children, and they were children, 12 years old.
Yes.
All three
yep.
of them
should've
were
been
serious.
Playing with Barbie dolls instead of doing all this crazy crap.
Well, every one of them, when you look at, it was a perfect storm. Every one of these girls had psychological issues that were very deep, very deep. And they figured out a way to, well, they thought that they did, to blame what they did on something that made them do it. Now, whether it, you know, who's this, whether it actually happened or not, I think no, it did not. Slender Man is a fictional character. Slender Man can't tell you anything, is a fictional character. So for them to refer this as Slender Man, to me right there is the giveaway. That's no, he's completely fit. Peyton was stabbed in her chest, abdomen, arm, and leg. Five wounds on her arm, 7 on her leg, and the rest was scattered on her torso. Peyton was in ICU for weeks and was left with 25 resulting scars. Bless her heart. Greg Steinberg was riding his bicycle and happened to ride by Peyton after she crawled out from the woods and was lying in a grassy area. She stopped him and was asked, quote, "Can you help me, please? I've been stabbed multiple times," unquote. Mm-hmm. He called 911 and soon help arrived. Morgan and Anissa ran through the woods on a quest to find, quote, Slender Man, to report that they had done their deed for him. A mansion where Slender Man lives mythically is located somewhere in the Wisconsin's Nicolet National Forest. "We tried to find Slender Man," Morgan confirmed to an investigator. On December 2017, Anissa received the maximum 25 years in a mental health facility after pleading guilty to being an accomplice to second-degree intentional homicide. On February 2018, Morgan received 40 years in a mental hospital after pleading guilty to attempted first-degree intentional homicide. All right. So here's where, as they say, the crud hits the fan.
Yeah.
I get it. You know what? I get it. I get that, you know, they have these sites and, you know, they create these characters and they, you know, create the background of these characters. I get it. You know, it's, as an adult, it's creative. It's whatever. But people need to bear in mind, these were 12-year-old girls. They're watching these sites. And in their mind, these things are real. And you put into psychological issues that are already on top of this, and you got the perfect storm going on. I don't know. I just think it's sad that one girl almost lost her life and is maimed for the rest of her life with horrible scarring over it. She's lucky she's alive. And these other two have lost out on their childhood altogether. And, you know, obviously, it's going to affect them for the rest of their lives. All because of a fictional character.
Right.
And, I just think it's horrible. It's sad. It's just completely preventable.
I don't know. I'm still sitting on that proverbial fence on this because I still think he's fictional.
Well, Slender Man is, yeah.
Yep. We did discuss going back to Egypt days and, you know, and possibility of Slender Man being an alien. Okay, that's plausible. That's, you know, that could happen because I do believe in aliens. I do. Call me crazy, call me whatever. I don't care. That's just my belief. I believe that
government has finally said they exist.
So. Yeah, right. I believe that they do exist. But Slender Man, I think these girls were just evil little girls that were probably doing and into stuff that they should not have been into. And they had a vendetta against this young girl, Peyton. And these two concocted up a scheme to put an end to this young girl. And I don't buy their scheme of, "Oh, Slender Man told me to do it, da 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 da." That's bullshit. Excuse my French, y'all. I don't believe it. I really don't.
No, not for a gleaming second do I believe that crap.
No. People are born the way that they're born, and some of us are born with evil intentions built right into us, and then some of us are normal individuals that have the love for mankind and trying to treat people right and do what we're supposed to do. And I'm sorry, but if you're psycho, you shouldn't be out there having kids. You know, because the kids are gonna be psycho too. This is Psych 101 here. That's my intention on it. That's my beliefs on it. If you're freaking psycho and you're doing all this crap yourself, don't procreate, please, because all you're doing is making mini monsters. That's all you're doing.
Stop marrying your brother.
Your dad is your brother and your uncle and your ain't twice removed, okay? You know, stop with the craziness. Yeah, Lord have mercy. Don't get me started on all that stuff now, because I just don't. I mean, ugly is as ugly
Does.
all day long, you know. Ugly is as ugly does, and I know some pretty psycho people over here where I'm at. So, you know, I look at these people and I'm thinking, dear God, you know, you had children, you know, and these kids are the ones that are, you know, so distraught because they're not getting the attention they're supposed to be getting as children anyway. They're not getting taken care of by their parents. They're out in the streets. They're doing stuff that they're not supposed to do. And it's creating problems. You know, they're out killing ki children, killing children. You
Yeah,
know,
it's a scary
come
thing. Yeah.
on. Come on now. You know, your 11-year-old brother, older brother, killed his 6-year-old brother, you know, shot him, and all this crazy crap that you see on the news. No, stop. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. I just don't want to deal with it. It's our government is clearly, and our health system, our medical system, and our medical professionals are letting the population down. They think
Well,
that they can just give you a pill, you go to them and you're sick and you don't know what's going on, and they think that they can just give you a pill by Big Pharma and that will they send you on your way. No, if somebody's batshit crazy, put them in a penitentiary somewhere, or you know, a psycho ward somewhere. Give them the medical attention that they need to get better. You
yeah.
know, don't just treat the symptom and give them a pill and send them on their way, because guess what? 2 or 3 months or a year down the road, that person's going to be schizophrenic and they're going to be killed somebody or chop somebody up and put them in their freezer. You know, it's stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. I don't even want to
And
get on that.
well,
No.
with me, I tell you, with me, it just it really hits a sacred space when we're talking about our children, you
Yes.
know.
Yes.
And if we don't protect our children and we don't really put down the damn toys, put down the
Put
video
down the
games,
cell
put down
phones.
the
Put down the
damn
cell phones.
phone.
That's what the problem is. They're letting these cell phones and all these apps and games on them, you know, babysit their children. Put down the damn phones and treat your children like they're supposed to be treated, and teach them you know, morals and values. You
I think
know?
a lot of it does come down to that. I
Yeah.
truly do. For
Yeah,
people like myself.
I had my butt beat, I don't know how many times. Girl, my mama and my aunt and my granny, they used flip-flops. Flip-flops. And they busted my butt, I don't know how many times. And then when they didn't use their flip-flops, they went to, if everybody knows what a bridal wreath bush is, a bridal wreath bush is, they have these really pretty little white bouquet type flowers on. It looks just like a bride's bouquet, okay? That's why they're called bridal wreaths. But they have these really thin little wispy sprigs on them that is the actual limb of the tree. And my grandmother would get, she would make me go pick out one. She would make me go get one. And I would pick the littlest one I thought that wouldn't hurt, but I'd be damned if that thing didn't cut the blood out of my legs because it was the littlest one on the tree. Hear me?
Absolutely.
You
It's like
know,
a whip.
and guess what? I'm living. I'm still alive. It didn't hurt me. It didn't kill me. It hurt my pride and killed my pride, but that's all it did. But, we're in the decade of the child. The child gets to, girl, I in Walmart one time, I wanted to yank this kid. Oh, dear Jesus. It was around Christmas time. And this kid was screaming and cussing at his mother and had to be maybe 10, 11 years old. And he was fussing and cussing at his mother because she didn't buy him what he wanted for Christmas. And guess what he wanted? One of the
Probably.
PS3s or PS4s at that time. I think it was a PS3 around that time because it's been a few years back. And I stood there and I was thinking to myself, I just put my elbow on one of the counters and I put my hand in my face in my hand and on my chin, and I stood there just in astoundment. I was like, woman, are you going to put this child that you birthed into this world in his place and not let him cuss you over money that you were going to buy him something with? And just because you didn't get him his PS3, then he's going to stand there in the middle of Walmart and cuss you like a dog. Girl, no, it wouldn't have flew with me. No, would not have flown whatsoever.
No, it wouldn't have with me either.
It's just.
I whipped his ass right there. I don't care.
But I raised my kids that way too. I raised them to know the rules and be polite to people out in public, and don't talk to strangers and all of the things that we grew up with because we're all old school. Okay. Girl, I used to get notes home from school and they would send them home with my children. And one note said, Miss White, thank you so much for allowing me to teach your child. They are very polite, very respectful, and just a joy to teach. And I looked at, read that damn letter, I don't know how many times, like three or four times. And then I looked up to my kids. I said, who in the hell are these kids, this woman talking about? I said, are y'all the same kids? I said, because y'all don't act like that at home. I said, you go off and I said, you act like little angels. But I said, when you come home, I said, y'all are spitting little demons at each other. And I said, I have to separate y'all from fighting.
Oh no,
So
my kids wouldn't have gotten one of those notes home. Oh no.
I did. I got them off of my son and I got them off of my daughter. The teachers would actually send thank you notes home to me for allowing them to teach my child.
I got one for you. Remember, I drove a school bus down in Miami-Dade County for years.
Yes, I
And I
remember that. And I was
remember.
a school bus driver too. I hated it.
Oh, you too. And, oh, I loved riding the school bus. It was when the kids got on, they all went downhill. But I was driving the bus out of the school, loaded up bus. I go by a sign and I look down on the bottom of that sign and there's a bunch of legs up underneath the sign. No, I'm lying. This was in the morning time. I had just dropped my load off. And I see all these little feet up underneath that sign that was up off the ground. And I looked out and said, I recognize those damn shoes. I pulled that bus over and get your ass from behind that sign. Like, I don't see you. Oh my God. He peeked around. I said, get your butt on this bus now. Oh yeah. It's like, I drive right by the. You think hiding behind a sign is going to help? I mean, this is what the kind of stuff that I had to deal with. But
Let me tell you, whenever I was driving my bus, my kindergarten children were precious little angels. They were so sweet. My high school kids, they were really good, very respectful of me, and very sweet to have on the bus. But let me tell you something about them middle schoolers. Lord
this
have
girl.
mercy, Jesus. I was in my early 40s and I learned about every sexual position that you could ever think about from these middle school children. They knew more than I did, and I was in my 40s.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, Oh dear God. I said, where are y'all learning this stuff from? We get it off the internet.
Yeah.
Well, guess what, parents? Y'all need to turn your internet off and get these kids off these phones. That's what you need to do because they need, if we could all go back old school, I mean, the world would be a better place and the future of our generations behind ahead of us. You know, they would be a lot better than what they are right now. Now, not all kids are bad. I'm not saying all kids are bad. There are some precious children out there that are being brought up right. But the ones that have these parents that do drugs, do alcohol, have all these problems and issues and stuff, y'all, I hate to say it, but y'all ain't watching your kids. And your kids are going to grow up being in the street and they're going to be in trouble.
You know,
It's
I have to say, I have seen some of the kids from now down there. There was, you know, rough areas, really rough areas. And I had some of the best kids from those areas. They were some of the best. Oh, I'm
I
telling you,
agree.
they were, oh, so studious, amazing, amazingly intelligent.
Yes.
And they blew me away with their drive of success.
Yep.
They took their
And we're losing her.
surroundings, and their surroundings was a trigger to them
Yeah.
to succeed.
Yep.
And that with those, but the, you know, it's really interesting to me how it doesn't even matter what walk of life that they're coming from, either. But when you read about stories like what read off about Peyton and and Morgan, this is coming from children who do not
Yes.
have the capability of understanding what they're looking at and what they're reading, and they make it into something that in their mind they understand in the way that they see it.
Yeah.
And it's like these children should not have access to internet like that without being monitored.
Well, the internet is raising our children. The cell phones and all these apps, these killing apps and stuff that they have on cell phones that you can download for free, and then some of them you have to pay for, you know. But all of that stuff is poisoning our children's minds.
Oh, it
It
is.
is big
It's
time.
scary because they're the innocents. These kids are innocents, you know? And these three girls should have had a bright, beautiful future. And one being the victim and two being the, well, they're all victims. Every one of them was a victim. And I just, my heart goes out to all three of them because
Well,
all three of them, their lives were completely altered that day. Completely.
I'll give you an example of some of the apps out there. My grandchildren were in a kick where they loved Five Nights at Freddy's
Five nights.
and Five Nights at Freddy's. Okay, this is some horror game app that is on the cell phones on the internet where you can download it on your phone or your computer and you can play Five Nights at Freddy's. And one of my grandsons came to me and he says, Mom, he says, I want you to get me for my birthday Five Nights at Freddy's. And I'm like, well, what the hell is Five Nights at Freddy's? And he says, you don't know about that? I said, no. I said, show me. And so he showed me on the phone and I'm like, oh no, Mr. Man. I said, uh-uh. I said, you are not playing that game. I said, you delete it right now off your phone. Oh, Mama, why? I said, no, because I said, that's not age appropriate. I said, you do not need to be watching that. And then I told my daughter about it and she made him, he got in trouble, you know, for doing that because she didn't want him on the app either. You know, so just put a parental control lock on your phones, on the kids' phones, on the computers, whatever. You need to protect the innocence of your children.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say. I'm going to leave it at that. I rest my case. I now shut up. So that's it.
The kids are so smart today. Oh my
Yeah.
gosh.
Yep.
The kids today, I gotta admit it, the kids today are smarter than we ever were at that age.
Oh yeah.
I
Oh yeah.
mean,
Well,
they really were.
my grandbabies, when they were born, they could hold a cell phone. And they were only just a few days old. I'm like, what the heck? Holding a cell phone up and watching the screen like they big dogs, and they only like 5 days old. I'm not joking you. You think I'm lying, but I am not. My daughter's got a picture where one of my grandbabies was holding the cell phone, and then another one where they were holding their baby bottle, feeding themselves at 5 days old, holding their heads up like they looking all around at the world and stuff, holding their necks up and their heads up. Whenever my babies were born, they were like rag dolls. They were like, they couldn't hold their head up for shit. Okay. I'm telling you, I'm just being real. I'm being real with y'all tonight. This is a real night. This ain't a spooky night. It's a real night. Okay. But I don't
My
know.
God.
These children these days, they born with a resilience that we didn't have, and then our children didn't have when they were born. And I didn't
Yeah.
take the first drug with my children. I couldn't take any Tylenol. I didn't take Tylenol. I didn't take ibuprofen, any of the stuff that they said that we can have back in the day whenever I was pregnant. I didn't even do that because I feared for the life of my child.
Yeah.
But God, you
Yeah,
got
I did.
women today taking Vicodin and Valium and all this other kind of crap, and coming out with these, I don't know, don't get me started on that old goofy stuff. No. No. I'm just done. I'm done. You there? Nope. And we've got technical difficulties. Are you there?
I'm here. I
There
think
you are.
going back, yes. I think as our conversation has drifted off into, the kids of today and everything else, it still blends
Yeah.
because what we're talking about is a result, end result of something that was nothing more than a fictional character, almost cost a child her life.
Life, exactly.
Over
Yeah,
a
a
fictional
fictional character cost this child at the age of 12 to go through horrendous, horrendous acts upon her person, her body, by supposedly her friends.
Yeah, the people she trusted the most.
Girl.
I think the real spooky thing about this, that little girl went through, it
Yeah.
was absolutely horrendous. And the moral of the story is, guys, watch your kids.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what they're saying. Pay attention to what they're doing. Pay attention to who their friends are. Pay attention to your children.
Yes.
As the parent, put down your cell phone. Turn off the TV.
Yes.
Stay at home with your kids and spend time with your kids. It's as simple as that. I mean, it really and truly is. Now, I'm not saying that's a cure-all, but what I am saying is that a whole lot of problems could have been avoided
Yep.
if someone taking an active role in their children.
Yep. Well,
That's the one that can do.
you're a little bit softer spoken than I am, and I'm the major blunt one, as far as this team of ours go. My philosophy is, and my grandmother's always told me whenever I was coming up, if you're gonna lay down and get the joy of getting them, you better be woman or man enough to raise them whenever they get here.
There you go. And there we have it.
That's wisdom of a big mama. That was my
Wisdom.
grandmama. Wisdom of big mama, you know. So I told my kids that as they were growing up. I said, you better, if you ever think that you're gonna have, relations with your boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. I said, you better be man or woman enough if you decide to do it. If you get one, you better be man or woman enough to raise it.
Well, that's true words. Truer words have never been spoken. That is very true.
Because
Well,
it's nothing to play with. You're dealing with your children's, your child's life, So why you want to be stupid? And once they get here, then you don't take care of them. I just don't understand that.
yeah.
I can't. I've
Some
always
things
been the
you
type of
just
woman
can't.
that took care of everything, took care of my children and took care of the house and stuff like that, took care of my man. That's just the way that I was raised and the way I was brought up. Old school,
Yeah,
baby.
old school.
Old school. Thank you. Hallelujah. So, sermon over. Sermon over.
Sermon.
No, y'all
All
don't have to
right.
go to
Well,
church.
I think
Y'all
that
don't have to go to church Sunday because you got your sermon
so
tonight.
I think that well, that's all right. So I'm thinking at the end of this entire conversation, at the end of this show tonight, pretty much comes down to Slender Man, fact or fiction.
Yes.
Absolute fiction. It was a made up entity.
Yep.
He was made up, people. He's not real. Get
And
over it. He's not real.
yeah, and you guys may disagree with us, and that's perfectly okay. Perfectly. We would like to see some of your comments and stuff and see what your ideas are on Slender Man. We would greatly welcome them. And like our producer always says, our opinions are not necessarily the ones of Web Paranormal or Web Radio Network. It's strictly mine and Deb's opinions. And we're like everybody else. We're entitled to our opinions, and so are you. So getting him off the hook on this.
Absolutely.
Well, before we go, you guys, Debbie and I, and the rest of everybody that is heading to Ozark, Alabama, August the 19th and the 20th, we are gearing up. We are getting items ready for resale. We are preparing all kinds of different ideas and things to bring to you, and hoping that you will have a heck of a time while you're there with us. So don't forget. Mark your calendars for Deep South Paracomicon in Ozark, Alabama, August the 19th and the 20th. You do not want to miss this, people. And you can go over to their website and check them out. And you can also check them out on their Facebook page, Deep South Paracomicon. Okay. I'm getting excited. I'm tired because I'm making things and I'm just up against the wall because I let time get away from me of things that I needed to do and wanted to do. So now I'm in a rush to get it done. But I am Debbie's extremely excited for us to be there and see you guys. Come on out and talk to us, talk to all of the other celebrities that will be there. Leetrianna Brown with Hulu from Repossessed, Jeremy Leonard with 28 Days Haunted and Ghost of Morgan City. The Foxes will be there. They're a fantastic paranormal team. So many people that will be there, and you're not going to want to miss talking to each and every one. So come prepared to spend some time, spend the day, because out through the day, there's going to be courses of, there's going to be classes on different subjects that you can go to. There are going to be, contest for the vendors, there is a booth contest. Just too many things for us to sit here and really remember all at once. But I promise you, before the weekend that it gets here, we will have a list of activities that we can roll off to you, and you guys can just plan on coming and having a heck of a time with all of us.
Absolutely. And we want to stress with everybody that's out there, please come and see us. We're going to be there, and we're going to be doing a radio broadcast from there as well, and we'll be
Yes.
interviewing some of the other celebrities that are going to be there. But we'd really like to see you guys come on out and say hi to us. It's that we, make a connection that really would take a look at, some of the faces that are out there that we talk to. Put a, it's nice when you can put a face to the voice,
Right, exactly. And there's going to be about 50 to 75, maybe more objects that JC is going to be bringing with him to the Paracomic Con. And these items are haunted items, everybody. Haunted items. So it's not for the faint of heart. If you would like to see it and you feel like you can go through it, then you can do that. And you'll have to get with JC and some of the other ones that are heading all that up. I don't know all the details on that yet, but if you feel like you can't go through it and you need to stay away from it, then I would say stay away because some of these
Absolutely.
objects have been known to follow people as far as the spirits and stuff, and they had something happened a couple of times. I won't discuss all that, but because that's not mine to discuss. But I would suggest, that you come prepared, come with whatever deity that you worship or whatever. Of course, mine is Jesus Christ, always will be, first, foremost, and forever. So I'm going to have my Lord and my Savior with me that day, and I might go and look at a couple of the items that I'm extremely interested in. So, gosh, guys, so many amazing things that is going to be happening that weekend. You just don't know, So come out and enjoy everything, see all the wares and the items that we have for sale with all the vendors and the food booths. Oh my God, food is going to be
I know.
amazing.
It
Oh, I
is.
can't wait.
It
Yes, I can't wait to taste all the goodies.
I mean, it's coming up. It's in this month. And I mean, how long have we been waiting for this? I mean, this is
We
just
signed up
amazing.
in February, last of February or 1st of March, somewhere around in there. So we've been waiting a little bit of time. So it's
Yeah.
gonna be really cool. I'm looking forward to it. I know we're gonna be dog tired because we are up in age now, and can't do as much stuff as we used to.
That
So we are looking forward to a major, major turnout and a major good time. Spooky time. Are you there? She's frozen again, you guys. I'm so sorry about these interruptions tonight.
Oh,
Deb.
there you are. Okay.
There you are. Doggone it. Yep. We got you.
Yeah, I'm here. I
Okay.
know it. I use this out now because we got bad strain and the technical difficulties are overwhelming. So
Yeah. Bad storm
everybody,
coming
we
in,
want to say,
so.
there you are.
Yep.
We just wanted to say thank you guys, every one of you, for tuning into the show. We sure do appreciate every single one of you guys. Thank you so much for all the support that you've given to Sarah and I and Spooky Things. And
Yes.
thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And y'all take care, and we'll be talking to you soon here. And hopefully come to that Paracomic Con and come on out and see us, and we can sit down and have ourselves a good talk.
Yes. Thank y'all so much. I'm just saying what Debbie said, ditto. Love you guys, and we'll have another great topic for you next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time with Spooky Things with Debbie and Sarah. Thank y'all. Good
Bye,
night.
everybody.